It's homecoming week in Lake Mills. The head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Burns, joins us to a preview tonight's game and talk about last week's loss to North Union. Bill, a good afternoon, and like always, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, not a problem. Thank you.
Now, let's recap against North Union, and let's just kind of take it a half by half. I see it was a 14-6 game after the first quarter. They were up 28-14 at halftime, so your team was right there with North Union. Give us your thoughts on the first half of football.
Yeah, the first half was a real good half of football, for us, especially offensively. I was just kind of back and forth. We moved the ball real well. Long sustaining drives, and on the other side, they got a couple explosive athletes that we talked about, and they were doing their thing too at quarterback and halfback. So, it was a tight game there, and then kind of what swung the game a little bit is I think they were up either 20-14 or 21-14. There was only about 3 minutes to go a half, and we had the football and we were driving. We got inside their 20 and kind of stalled out a little bit there. It was, fourth and long, we threw an interception that they returned to about our 30-yard line. And then, right before half, they were able to put a score in and then go up by two scores. So, we just got to be better in that situation. Obviously, we're trying to score there, but, it was like fourth and long. And maybe, in hindsight, we should just run the football and let that clock go a little bit. But second half, we had a little bit more difficulty in terms of stopping them. But, once again, running the football, we rushed for over 300 yards again. And kind of the crazy thing is we had 78 snaps on the offensive side of the football. And, you're pretty happy if you can get 55 or so in a game. And we had 79. So we controlled the clock, controlled the line of scrimmage. But, once again, they had some explosive guys and they had some big plays.
Yeah, Bill, you talk about that play before halftime, and, that kind of takes a little momentum out of the sail because that's kind of a 14-point swing right there.
Exactly, and, I'm not going to, fault anything that happened there, but, it just happened, and we got to be able to get a stop, though, too. So we did turn the ball over, but, it was only a minute and a half to go, and, defensively, we got to be able to keep people out of the end zone in that situation, so... we just got to keep getting better on all three phases, but, defense is really where we got to keep working.
44-20, the final. North Union with the victory over Lake Mills on Friday. And you mentioned a rush in the ball again, over 300 yards rushing. Talk about a Bo Kaufman. He got the ball almost 40 times on Friday night, rushed for 150 yards. I assume he was the majority of your offense. That's a lot of carries.
Yeah, we had Bo that was over 100 or 150 yards, and Alex Manis had a good night. He was over 100 yards. And Jerry Jensen chipped in, I think, 50-some. So, yeah, Bo carried it 39 times. And our fullback and our offense is going to get the majority of those carries. But, like we talked to Bo over the weekend, maybe 39. We don't want him carrying it 39 times every Friday night. And Bo said, nope, I'm fine. I'm good with that. But, if he was 220 pounds, maybe, but, Bo's about 175, runs hard. But we want to make sure that we keep an eye on the number of carries that these kids get. So, our rushing attack, we're doing good things. The linemen up front are doing good things. We're going to get bolstered this week. Logan Bacon, all district performer last year, has not played yet for us due to mononucleosis, but we got a big boost yesterday. He got cleared, and he had been practicing all week, but he'll join our backfield mix there at one of the slots. So we're really excited to get him on the field tonight.
Again, Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills, recapping a loss to North Union last week. And let's talk about tonight's homecoming game against West Fork. And before we talk about the Warhawks there, Bill, how has homecoming week went? Besides the normal distractions, how's the week been for your squad?
It's gone really good, and in all sincerity, I do say that. Practices have been really good. The kids during the day with their activities have been really good, really respectful. We had that monstrous heat wave for that one day, and practice was a little tough. But I told the kids, I said, you know what, I don't want to hear anything about how hot it is. It is what it is, and you know, that type of thing. We practiced really well on that day. You know, yesterday, you know, our lighter day, I thought we were really, really crisp and, you know, that type of thing. So it's been a really, really good week for us inside the building and outside the building. So I know the kids are fired up. We just had a little tunnel walk greeting the elementary kids as they came into school, and that's a pretty fun thing to do. So, yep, hopefully we get through the day. You know, it's kind of a long day because we're looking forward to tonight. But, yeah, it's been good.
Well, let's talk about West Forkey, a team that is also looking for their first win of the season. And I was looking at some stats, and not many yards rushing, not many yards passing. It looks like they've scored 7 points through four games. So West Forkey, obviously, a struggling so far to start the season.
Yeah, they have been, you know, and they went through a whole coaching change this year. So I don't believe, and I could be wrong here, but I don't know if they have a coach back on the staff from last year. They might, but they lost their head coach and they lost their offensive coordinator, I know for sure. So it's a time of transition for them, and you know, they're struggling a little bit with numbers as well. Yeah, they've had a tough time moving the football, but you know, like once again, tell the team, we respect everyone. And, you know, they're coming up here and they're looking for their first win against the team that's looking for their first win. So, you know, they're going to be ready to go. So, you know, but, you know, we feel good about being able to move the football and, you know, then hopefully we can get some defensive stops tonight. And I think if we can do that, we could be in good shape.
Now, Bill, when it comes to festivities for homecoming coming up today, what activities are going on leading up to the football game tonight?
Well, basically, it's somewhat of a normal day till about 2 o'clock, and then there's an all-school pep rally. And you know, a lot of schools look at that as one of the best days of the year because the elementary kids get to come up to the big gym. And, you know, our whole school is all together here. So, you know, both sides of the bleachers are full. The one side has the elementary kids, and then the other side has the high school kids. And then after that pep meeting, then there's a parade after that. And so then that kicks us off in the late afternoon and a couple hours off, and then get ready for the game.
Bill, the weather's going to be cooler tonight. I assume your team's liking that. I'm assuming most football teams are liking that.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be in the 50s tonight, which is great weather for playing football. So, you know, if the rain will stay away, I know it's going to rain some during the day, but it looks a little better for evening hours. So, it should be a good night to play football.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills. Again, it's homecoming in Lake Mills tonight. So if you're looking for a football game to watch in the area, head down to Lake Mills. Again, West Fork 0-4, Lake Mills 0-4. Again, Bill Burns, head coach of the Bulldogs. And Bill, like always, thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight and enjoy the rest of the homecoming festivities.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.